morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR-FM, 89.7 on your radio dial, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful listeners on this fine Sunday morning. I hope you enjoy the show.
I hope we have a faithful listener.
Yes.
Anyway, we have a nice show planned for you today. I'm assuming, I worked on mine while I was away, we will be listening to the Afro-Celt Sound System from their album Seed. Kevin Wimes will be playing for us from The Maid of Coolmore. And Make 'em and Spain Brothers. Haven't heard from them in around, no. At least on my half of the show. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do some Christy Moore again this week. I did one song, but I like that album. We haven't heard him in a while, so I think we should play it again. Some Luke Kelly and some Dropkick Murphys today.
Okay. Very good. So off the bat here, Afro-Celt Sound System with a Deep Channel.
Thank you. are ringing for the maid of Coolmore. The first time I saw her, she passed me.
Cursing near all the day when he drove them to town to be sold. I told him that Jimmy had the loan of a car and was driving to Donegal town, and I asked could he drive all the cattle, just himself and the hound. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. Man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the faratee would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
We took the roads through Killybegs, and we drove by in River Bay, overtaking a tractor before Mount Charles, who was towing a fresh load of hay. The farmer, he winked and his wee doggy barked as he pulled to the side to give way. And as sure as the weather, he went home for a drop of the tay. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the fire at tea would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in Donegal.
The door to the barn was open and the smoke was billowing out, and the fire at tea was taking requests, and the dancers all started to shout. He called out the siege of Ennis, and the crowd fairly gave out a cheer, and I knew fairly well that the night would be magic in here. Ah, but that
was long ago, when the roads were driven slow. A man could whistle gaily if he had a girl or no. When the piper played his tunes and the fire at tea would call, the night when first I met you and we danced in the hill.
The arm of my shirt, and he pointed away to the wall, and I saw you and wondered why the prettiest girl wasn't dancing with no one at all. He told me a girl that was pretty as you wouldn't dance with a farmer as I, and I knew he was right, but I'd be damned if I still wouldn't try.
Wasn't so long ago, when the roads were driven slow, but a man can still whistle gaily if he has a girl or no. And the piper plays his tunes and the fire at tea still calls, and I always will remember when we dance in Donegal.
A round of applause there for the Spain Brothers, along with Tommy Makem, live. And the name of the tune is When We Danced in Donegal.
Yeah.
You remember that, Farmer?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. Very vaguely. And so before that, we heard a great song, really a well-known tune that we don't hear enough of, The Maid of Colmore. It comes from a CD called Perpetual Twilight. I think that's one of the ones I have from the UCD Scholar group. And the arrangement of that version of The Maid of Colmore was by Kevin Wimes. And we started off today with Afro-Celt Sound System, their CD Seed, which I forgot I had.
Yeah.
It was in the big black book.
Yeah.
And I don't go in there very often much. So, but anyway, Deep Channel was the name of that tune.
Deep Channel.
And it was. It was very deep.
Yeah.
We had 5 minutes of Deep Channel. So what you got for us, Former?
Okay, we're going to start the second set off with Christy Moore.
Oh, good.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision and I followed where it went, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spansel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, wherein my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spansel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Mylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spansel Hill. Then they went to see me old neighbors to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend me bridges when I lived in Spansel Hill. Then I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as any lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms all round me, said, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, she's the pride of Spansel Hill. I stooped and kissed her as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. And the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walk in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
Thank you.
the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away. I've traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will deal. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should
Lively.
It certainly was lively. That was from Bat Haggis, who we've seen at a bar in Northampton, and from their album Wine Dark Sea with Sleepy Maggie. Mm. And before that, at least on my side, we heard from Dolores Cain from her well-known CD Only a Woman's Heart with Caledonia.
Caledonia.
And you played something for us, Farmer.
I did. I started us out with Christy Moore's Spencil Hill, and that came off the Magic Nights.
Oh. I took a glance, a quick glance at RTE, where if I come in to do the show today, and in reference to our sister city in Ballina, a Spanish galleon similar to what would have visited Ireland during the Armada and other points in Irish history, came and paid a visit to Sligo, to be specific. And they showed a picture of it in the paper. I didn't read the whole article, but it should be interesting that they're sending these ships to reincarnate, to redrew, to retell the Irish story and the Spanish story under those events. So I'd be interested in what the articles are about that. And to think they're created, built, and manned a Spanish galleon to recreate this process is something.
Yeah.
It must have been a project that's been going on for years.
I wonder if the Irish government and the Spanish government got together and made that happen.
That's a good point. Maybe they did. And what are you going to pay for us now, Fern?
Okay, we're going to start this off, this set off, with Lou Kelly.
When first I landed in Liverpool, I went upon a spree. Me money, alas, I spent it fast, got drunk as drunk could be. And when that me money was all gone, 'twas then I wanted more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more, go to sea once more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. I spent the night with Angeline, too drunk to roll in bed. Me watch was new and me money too. In the morning with them she'd fled. And as I walked the streets about, the whores they all did roar. There goes Jack Sprat, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more, go to sea once more. There goes Jack Sprat, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. And as I walked the streets about, I met with the Rapper Brown. I asked him for to take me on, and he looked at me with a frown. He said, last time you was paid off with me, you cut no score. But I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more, send you to sea once more. I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea once more. He shipped me on board of a whaling ship bound for the Arctic seas, where the cold winds blow through the frost and snow, and Jamaica rum would freeze. But worse to bear, I'd no hard weather gear, for I'd spent all me money on shore. 'Twas then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more, go to sea no more. 'Twas then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. So come all you bold seafaring men who listen to me song. When you come off them long trips, I'll have you not go wrong. Take my advice, drink no strong drink, don't go sleeping with them whores. Get married instead and spend all night in bed and go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more, go to sea no more. Get married instead and spend all night in bed and go to sea no
more. time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, waking to the morning, waking to the morning.
Far behind the thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I will see you. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander places, but my heart will lead me back to Glengarry, my home. We'll talk to the old folk, for they're getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing the old songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray for the ones that are gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back to Glengarry, my home. This is my homeland, the place I
Patty Kelly, The Irish in Me.
The Irish in Me.
And so the name of that tune was Home to Glengarry. I always say this when Mr. Kelly plays for us. He's from Canada. And before that, we heard from Eamish with Sinners Make the Best Saints, with Irish Ways and Irish Laws. And what did you do, Farm?
I started us out with Go to See No More by Luke Kelly, and that came off the Definitive collection.
Oh, the Definitive. Okay. Well, that's good.
I guess all his songs are definitely on that record.
Or less than definitive, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So a little bit of Irish history today. We have a couple things here, but I'm going to go with June 13th as opposed to June 14th because it's mildly more interesting to people who are alive today, as opposed to... Anyway, on June 13th, 1912, Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, whose husband was assassinated by the British Army, by the way, and seven other members of the Irish Women's Franchise League.
Really?
They were arrested after smashing the windows of Dublin Castle, which is where the British ruled Ireland from, the building. And this was in protest at the recent Home Rule Bill, which did not include the right of women to vote.
Oh.
A conciliation bill had come before the House of Commons in March of that year, which would have expanded the franchise to include women, but it was defeated by 222 votes to 208.
Wow.
All 71 Irish Parliamentary Party MPs voted against the bill.
Wow.
This was because the Liberal Prime Minister, H.H. Asquith, we all remember H.H., was opposed to women suffrage. The Liberal Prime Minister was opposed to women suffrage. I'm going to repeat that. And John Redmond, the leader of the Irish Parliamentary Party, wanted to ensure his party stayed on good terms with Asquith long enough for the Home Rule Bill to be passed. However, Redmond's move was seen as a betrayal by the Irish Women's Franchise League, whose newspaper, The Irish Citizen, declared that, quote, the Irish Party killed the conciliation bill, unquote. Interesting, three Irish MPs did vote for the conciliation bill, all members of the All for Ireland League, William O'Brien, James Gahooley, and Tim Healy. At 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, June 13th, 1912, Hannah Sheehy Skeffington used a wooden stick to break the window panes of the back of Dublin Castle. She was arrested. And along with Margaret Murphy, Jane Murphy, Margaret Palmer, Marjorie Hasler, Kathleen Houston, Maud Lloyd, and Hilda Webb.
Hilda.
They were all arrested. And a week later, Sheehy Skeffington, Palmer, and the Murphy sisters were sentenced to 1 month imprisonment. The rest received more severe 6-month sentences. which for women at that time was considerable, a considerable sentence. While they were in prison, Francis Sheehy Skevington, the husband of Hannah, would excoriate Redmond. He excoriated him. Quote, "There is stronger and purer nationalism in Mountjoy Prison at this moment," that's where the women were being kept, "than any of Mr. Redmond's followers can boast." Mountjoy Prison, where women, nationalist and unionist, are sacrificing their liberty for the liberation of the human spirit and the enfranchisement of the entire Irish nation. So there you go. And they were in Mountjoy Prison. I lived across the street from Mountjoy Prison for a number of years.
Oh, yeah?
And
is that right in Dublin?
It's right downtown Dublin. Downtown Dublin.
Nice place to have a prison.
You're less than a half a mile from Trinity College. Maybe a mile. But I lived across the street, and I used to walk down the hill.
Yeah.
But in the fashion that they did back in the day, they would, the walls, of course, surround the prison yards.
Right.
And they put concrete on top of the walls.
Yeah.
And into that concrete, they stick broken bottles to discourage people from climbing over the walls.
Ah.
So rather than having fences and electric fences and all that kind of expensive stuff, they put up broken bottles, which seemed to do the trick.
Well, I guess it would.
Yeah, so there you are. So we're going to hear something now from you, Farmer, too.
Yeah, we're going to start right off this last set, or the final set, whatever it is, last few songs, with the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, of Ockram, as I am taking you to be. Come tell me the last token passed between you and me. Oh, don't you remember that night beyond Lean Hill where we both met together? I'm sorry now to tell. The rain falls on my heavy locks and you soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms and none will let me in. Oh, the rain falls on my heavy locks and dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms and none will let me in.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming. We're at 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I just wish everybody a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep your eyes as high as a smile.
From Ugga Ugga Shahugan.